Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Snow. 19 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Snow. 19 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. 20 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 0900 hours. Snow, 23 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow, 23 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one.
NAVXP. That's lies. He doesn't have a radio.
I do. I just had to restart the... Somebody was complaining that the repeater was down, but the voter and the website was telling me it was queued up all night. So I don't know what was happening, but it's all better now.
Well, I thought. Of course, I don't know the last time it was restarted. The guy that runs the show don't know. Wow.
Everybody started messaging me while I was watching a movie last night, and then I forgot to come back and look for it. All better.
You guys doubled.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can.
Alright.
Back to your regularly scheduled weekend. Have a good weekend. NAVXP.
Scott, you said yesterday at 7 o'clock that you rebooted it.
I did. I thought I did, but I didn't. I logged into the command prompt and just did it now. I was trying to do it through the web GUI, but apparently it wasn't paying attention to me.
Yeah, them darn web GUIs, they'll get you every time. Have to get a hold of the guy who set that one up.
It's hard to find good help. Alright, I'm going to go play in the snow. N8XP.
It's good to find hard help, too. Alright, give me the rest of here.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Hey Fred, did you add the battery voltage monitoring on the 24 volt and 12 volt string to your alarms so we know when the batteries go low?
I don't think we've done that yet.
I think we're on generators back up and running for Guilford, so that one should just probably should run out there and put a UPS in one of these days, but that one should be on generator now as far as I know.
I saw him there the other day. I wondered what he was doing.
Yep, and it sounds like they fixed it a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. They were out there with sparks and generator. Spark plug wires, I guess, believe it or not. You see two spark plug wires, and cause the generator to fail. It would go into 40% and then it would not carry. Because it wasn't sparking right, I guess. So, yeah, if you get a chance, if you add that one into the alerts to that camera, that'd be good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he was there about 3 or 4 a.m., I think. And I know I've seen them out there, the contractors out there, a year or two before. So it was smart enough to know, hey, I don't have all my cylinders, so I can't do full, but it was at least doing 40%.
Yeah, but it wasn't even enough to carry CMU's transmitter at half power, so I don't know. But they got her fixed now, apparently. I talked to Gary, and that's what he said, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, if you can add that camera to the to that alert, security alert, that'd be cool. Probably could add a bunch of them to there.
Well, I worked on the archive stuff for the new ASL3, so I had to do the hub, so I'm going to go in and do Ann Arbor today. As soon as this, I'm doing two work things right now. As soon as these work things are done, I'll do that. But I'm going to get the audio archive on Ann Arbor set back up. I helped Dan yesterday with all on 3 stuff, so help him with that. And then work on that. I need to get the finished instance out, because it looks like, so I got to get that other stuff out for, I don't know if we can get, I need to get one to James Township, because that one keeps screwing up, so I know I need to replace James Township, which would make Randy and you happy. Now that I got the one test machine here at the house, I can do that, so I'm going to do that as well today. But Michelle goes in it too, so I'm waiting to see what she wants to do. We didn't go out for dinner last night, so she got home at 10:30. We talked about going to breakfast, but it's 10:30 and she hasn't even, yeah.
I could probably take that box I have here over at James.
Did I give it the new Debian? Did I do that already for you?
I'm not sure what's on that box. Well, that's one that comes from Flint.
Flint will have that. Flint box will have Debian 12 on it, so I could do it remotely. So yeah, you had that other Flint box. I was going to say, I thought I picked it. Two boxes up from you. I just haven't gotten them back to you yet, which if I get them done, I will probably, the girl, Michelle's picking her niece up after work, and they're, we're going to Franklin tomorrow, so the girls want to go, and I told them if it's snowy and crappy that I wasn't letting them drive, that I'd drive them. They want to go. Michelle was up, and her dad were up in Frankenmuth Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, and went to Bronner's and got Christmas ornaments for her presents for her sister-in-law, or for her sister and brother-in-law. But yeah, they got the wrong dates on every on the Christmas ornaments, so they got to go back up and get them redone. So her niece wants to come over and stay the night, and so if I get that other stuff done, I'll be up in Bertram. I can drop stuff, or Frankenmuth, I can drop some of these boxes off to you too tomorrow.
All right, what they do, put 25 on them?
No, they got the year right. They got the day wrong.
Wow. I can actually plug... Do you want that box plugged in here?
No, you can... If you want to go swap it, I'll log into James Township, pull the audio settings out of it really quick. And then, fresh power supply, so do the whole thing, take the power supply of the whole box, swap it. I'll get the ones that I have here done for up as well, and then we'll do flip-flops tomorrow. That way I'll take the one that was at James out Yeah, I'll give you some more.
Do we have to do that at 3-1, too?
We will, sooner or later, yes. All of them I'm going to do.
Station 1 behind.
So, even LaPierre, so that's why I was wondering, I wonder how long LaPierre was up and running, because LaPierre's going to get ESL-3, and I'll get to upgrade them all.
I'm trying to eat, and you just belched in my ear. 196 hours, I think it was, I seen last night. I was looking to see with Scott had rebooted. I think it said 196.
Yeah, but that's disconnected time. I'm sure it had months for uptime.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you want one of these cup holders for an XTS?
Sure, appreciate it.
Any preference on color? I'm doing a new, made one for my dad in yellow, but the yellow showed a weak spot, so I could just remove it a little bit, so I'm redoing one right now.
In my shirt.
Hot pink.
I don't have hot pink.
Probably black, or a dark color. Wife says John Deere green, that way Carter will like it.
I gotta go see John Deere green, hold on.
Where were you guys checking the uptime? Just from the command prompt or what?
That's where I checked it, but Fred was looking up for uptime on the box.
Are they moving all to ASL-3 then?
Yeah, unfortunately. The back end is supposed to be a lot better, Fred said, but I don't like the front end.
Hey, look at that. My handheld works down here. Yeah, it's debiting 10 or 12 base. So, going from an old out-of-date OS to debiting 12. And then obviously the new asterisk 20. Alright, green-wise, I don't know what they call it. Not really John Deere green. I haven't printed one John Deere green yet, but there's this green one yet. I'll try one.
You had built up here on 12, so that one you said you can do remote then?
It's a brand new roll of green. Never use this filament. No, so, I mean, technically you could install Debian on a USB stick with a monitor, and then remote in and do all the updates, but I've just been swapping boxes.
Alright, whenever you're ready and want to do it, I can come over and visit you one of these days. After all the snow melts, I'm not driving over there in the snow.
Don't you drive a Jeep?
I don't even drive to Grand Blanc in the snow with my Jeep to visit my daughter, but no. I can go anytime, it doesn't matter. That's all I've been doing is running kids that can't drive in the snow.
I thought kids were supposed to... Oh, Ian, Fred, come on. Find the signal. Kids are supposed to learn how to drive in the snow. Like, you turn them loose in a parking lot or something. Ooh, alright. I gotta go back to the room and slice the screen.
N8XP.
Alright, hold on to the green, hold get the green.
Okay. Good morning, 1100 hours. Snow. 24 degrees.
Along, just passed a car in the median on the expressway, and it was going forward and backward, like they're trying to climb out of the median with a police car there monitoring their progress.
Well, that's a shame. That's always a tough spot to be in, and often that movement back and forth puts you deeper in a rut.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the tires to be spinning because that just digs you down in.
So how are the roads?
Definitely snowy and slick. I'm on I-69 kind of near center, and traffic is moving by at about 57 miles an hour.
K-A-E-T-L.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
E-T-L.
Yeah, I'm also on mobile as well. I'm in Davison, just past Davison. I'm at M-15 and the railroad tracks here. It's a little bit sloppy here, too.
Yeah, that's about where I started from, downtown Davison there. But it's coming down still, the snow, and I imagine I'll have a bit of driveway clearing to do when I get home unless my wife and daughter decide to head out with the bulls. They sometimes like to do that together.
Well, you need to slow down a little bit because if you take a little longer, they might get it done for you.
Yeah, they got plenty of time. I'm heading into to work my weekend job, so I'll be gone to give them plenty of time to do it. I see on Dort Highway here they've got the exit blocked off there with the police car. Something must have happened on the ramp.
Yeah, you know, that's speaking of work. I've been retired for a couple years, but hopefully come the end of March, I get done with a few things that have in progress here at the house. I'm going to try to get a part-time job. I'm interested in just getting out a little bit. Retirement's great, but it's not all that great.
Yeah, I've been at the current job, at least in the industry, I guess. It's the third place I've worked teaching, but I'm at the point where I could retire, but I'm looking for something that will pay about the same that I could retire and then continue working, because I think I'd get bored pretty quick unless I had a lot of fun to do, but fun costs money. So been thinking about options to transition into something else, but we'll see.
Well, good luck with that. I did do a little bit of work from home. I used to do construction management and then superintendent work. So I would do some work in the office, some work on site for commercial work over the years. And So when I retired, I got a little bit of work helping with estimating and some other things. Did that for about a year and a half, but something changed. The projects, some customers put on the brakes and things for the last year or two. Well, maybe last year, the work hasn't, I haven't been getting the calls, and everybody says, well, yeah, it's coming. Everything's on hold, so we'll see what breaks here in the future.
KEACZX for identification, and I forget the call of the other station that we're talking with. Are you still there and want to jump in?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. Just heading to Myers and Davison and just taking my time with the roads and all of that. And I'm not in any huge hurry, so I just got to go to Myers and get a few things and just heading that direction. So you guys are retired. I'm on disability, and I haven't worked in quite a few years, and I miss it, you know, but I also know that with my health, it's better that I not work, you know, but I thought about getting like a part-time job or some, doing some volunteer work somewhere or something, but keeping my eyes open, seeing what's available, but see what happens. KEPL for ID.
This is K8YGV for identification, and the work thing, it's something. I keep busy, but you're right, because it does cost a little bit more money to have the hobbies, radio hobbies, and a couple other things. It is nice to have a little something to do, and it does help keep you from getting bored and out interacting with people a little bit more. But I'll sign off for now. You two both drive carefully. A pleasure chatting with you both. 73. This is KE8YGV. Out. And clear.
All right. KE8YGV. Have a great day. Yeah, I've seen two cars off the side of the expressway here so far, and tire tracks of another that went off at some other point and was able to recover back on. But definitely is like we're starting to get the winter now, I guess, for a bit. We had almost one full week of school off due to cold and then icy back roads, and then we had a snow day this last week. But I'm thinking if this were a school day, it would have been a snow day.
Roger that. I'm going to sign out as well. I'm at Myers, and I want to get in and get this done and head on home myself. I'll put my call sign back out when I get done at Myers here. I'm just getting a few things. So, KEPL.
Yeah, that sounds good. Have a great day. 73. I'm just about to my work location as well, so I'll be there for a bit. 73, talk to you later. KE8CZX, monitoring for about the next 4 minutes.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Snow. 25 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Snow, 23 degrees.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are clear of this frequency. KA-FYA, standing by.
Penetrating a bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
W8FSM, KBSWR.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KSA, PFO.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 26 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring. November 8, Victor Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango X-ray from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. W8FFR radio check.
K8SEV monitoring.
KF8VFO.
Transmitting station from W8FFR, I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. Yes, we're just coming back from a little Costco run.
W8FFR radio check.
KFFR is closed, coming in loud and clear.
Clear on that. What's your call sign? You came in incredibly strong.
KF8BFO.
Clear on that. Thank you for that radio check. This is W8FFR. I am monitoring.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
W8RQS.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey 8 uniform, Delta X-ray.
KSEV, satellite monitoring.
Was that KSEV? Good afternoon, this is Whiskey 8 uniform, Delta X-ray.
Yeah, roger that, Whiskey Delta X-ray. SCV up here on the big lake, right on the shore at State Park in East Outlaws, roger.
Roger that. We're down here just about 20 minutes north of Detroit, testing out this new GP3, seeing how far I get out there.
Oh, yeah. Copy that. I got you probably, well, I wasn't looking at the meter because I'm driving, but probably very awesome reception on my end. Probably 8 or 9 by 9, roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I guess you're probably your 5'9" plus, probably 2 or 3 over, coming in over here. Sounded real good.
Yeah. Well, we're fighting a snowstorm up here a little bit. Yeah, we're looking. We've got about 4 or 5 more inches. Well, 4 inches at least, and probably over the next into tomorrow. I think they're saying 3 or 4 or 5 more. I don't know. If you was a weatherman, you'd never lose your job, roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's right. I got nothing going on down here. I'm in a little town of Pinckney. I got no snow, no flurries, no nothing. We got about 4 inches the other day, and a little bit of just a dusting earlier. I was prepared for a bunch, but yeah, not much to speak of. What was your location again?
I am in East Outlaws, Michigan. I'm sitting right at the state park in East Outlaws, right on the big lake here, on roger.
Oh, East Outlaws. I tell you what, you're probably about 15 minutes from my little piece of property up there. We got property in Outlaws right there, 23 and Twining Road. I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we call that Twining up here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to spending some more time up there come this summer after I get a driveway put in there, you know?
Yes, sitting down here at the park, I can, not today. Usually I can see the windmills, the wind generators across to the thumb, and I can usually see the lights blinking on them, but now, yeah, the lake looks pretty solid. She's got me a new pair of binoculars. Yeah, there's no open water out there all the way to the thumb, roger.
No, roger that. That should be locked up tight as a drum, probably a couple 3 foot thick, I would imagine, by now, huh?
Well, last week I seen open water out there. You have to go out about probably a quarter mile, 3/8 of a mile, and there was open water. But after the last snow we got, it fills her in, roger.
Oh yeah, I bet so. We got you got any ice blocks coming in there at the shore?
Did I hit the wrong button? I might have swept her off to the side, roger.
Copy that. I thought it might be a blew a fuse or something.
Yeah, sometimes it's VFO. If you're not looking out for it, it'll switch you up 3 or 4 kilos.
Oh yeah, it'll get you every time, absolutely. Give me your call sign one more time. I'll put you in my little QRZ page here. I've had my license only for about a year, so curious to get some more guys in there.
Yeah, roger that. It is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, Steve, operator.
Bravo Echo 8 Sierra Echo Victor. Good deal. All right, Steve. Yeah, mine is Whiskey 8 Uniform Delta X-Ray. My name is Aaron down here in Southeast Michigan again. I'm being told my dinner's done, so I'm going to sign off for now. Say 7-3. I'll be clear on your final. But yeah, pleasure, sir.
Hi, Roger that. Yep, I got a pizza in the back seat. I was headed home, and I thought I'd come down here. Pretty much the shipping season's over. Usually come down here and watch the big boats go up in northbound. But yeah, they're done. They were done last month. So yeah, 73 to you, brother. KE8SEV, we're clear.
N8XP, W8YRC.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
KE8CDX Mobile.
KF8CWB, listening.
KF8CWB, KE8SEV, Southwest, go ahead. KE8SEV, KF8CWB, copy. KE8SEV, we're clear and monitoring. Station calling, we're all bacon fried, broke it up. K8SEV monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
No copy on that. K8SEV, we'll be standing by and listening.
KE8SEV,
KF8EYL. KE8SEV, any sound loss? Oh, yep. Just stopped on the scan. Go ahead.
I just heard you calling earlier. I'm just traveling down I-75 here, approaching the West Branch area. Roads are pretty crappy.
Copy that. Yeah, well, over here, and you got Operator Steve and these Kawas. Yeah, they're pretty crappy over here, but they're working on it. Well, they're working on the U.S. highways, Roger.
Yeah, earlier I watched a Border Patrol truck go into the ditch. There's three of them together. They passed me. I was doing like 60, 65. 65, or at the most, they were probably doing 75 to 80. And they were in two-wheel drive F-150 pickup truck with nothing in the back. I'm like, I think one guy passed me, the third guy got past me, and the faucet went right into the tank.
Whoopsie! Well, yeah. I got a four-wheel drive truck. I've been tooling around Saturday afternoon, you know. Went and got a pizza and just tooled around to the Kiowa State Park and was watching the big lake out there. And, yeah, it's crappy over here too, Roger. You ain't driving 65 miles an hour on US 23.
I hear that. I'm stuck right at about 60. I just kind of basically hard packed snow or black ice, as far as I can tell. But there's no other traffic around, so that's good.
By the way, over here we were getting I was told my truck said it was 29 degrees, and I had rain coming down. So yeah. Watch your plow by high spots. Slow down and be safe, Roger.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing that here. I think I'm getting freezing rain on my edges of my windshield. But my truck says it's 24 degrees, but it sure looks like it's freezing rain.
Roger, copy that. Yeah, about 2 hours ago it started over here, and believe it or not, there is water coming out of the sky. It's not that cold up there, apparently. If it hits the ground, it freezes. Carefully.
Yeah, well, I came across the whole EP from Houghton earlier today, and I'm 75 here. It's been basically the whole way. I'm headed back to my house in the first run. I might pour myself a fifth drink when I get there.
Arr, copy that. You're a youper. Holy smokes. Don't hear too many youth guys out here.
KF8CWB listening.
Go ahead, CWB. Go ahead.
Just recently got licensed, and I'm playing around on the radio.
Yeah, copy that. What's your QRT? Or is that QSL? Or is that, I don't know, I'm trying to learn them myself. But anyway.
I'm out of Poly tonight.
Anyway, I was hollering at that feller up there. He's coming down from the UP out there on I-75 by the West Branch. He's on the, he might be on a 940 repeater. And by the way, welcome to the world of the
what his frequency was, and I don't want to look down at the radio. That would require me taking my eyes off the road.
10-8-CLC, checking in.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, this is Bob in Owosso, Michigan.
Is that by chance Vicky? I'm sitting here with KF8DOT.
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is KS8CWB, Aubrey.
Nice to meet you, Aubrey. Do I know you?
You do not know me. You might know Eric. He's KS8BOT.
And you're out of Holly, did you say?
For tonight, yes. I just recently passed the last course that LaPierre put on.
Congratulations. How do you like it?
This is like my second contact.
Well, I see you've met Steve and you've met Ken. Are you
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owosso, Michigan. Congratulations.
KENSEV, Stephen E. Tawas. Roger that. Congratulations. Welcome to the Hammy World.
Yeah, baby. Well, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, I hear you, NEPLC. I'm just driving in the snow here.
Can I assume that you spent the weekend or the week up in the UP? Are you on your way home, did you say? And be careful, for heaven's sake.
Good evening, 1900.
Yeah, that's an affirmative. I've been at our cabin up there for the last 3 weeks. Doing some snowmobiling, snowshoeing, winter carnival stuff going on at Michigan Tech. Just having a good time and relaxing. Well working, of course.
No bunny hunting? Gotta have some bunny hunting up there in the Upers.
If that's referring to gambling, then negative. None of that for me.
Bob, are you still out there?
Roger that. Think you guys hear me okay from Owosso?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Roger that. I guess I'm hitting the Flint repeater pretty good from here. Thank you. You're coming in loud and clear, too. Everybody is. I've only been a ham a little over a year myself, and I totally enjoy it. I used to do this stuff in the military, though, and it was a lot different in the military. It's a lot funner this way.
That's what she said.
So I can.
So Vicky, you got your extra class, Roger. KENSEV and wondering.
No, I haven't got my extra yet. I started studying for it. I'm still general, but things got in the way. I was gonna take my test this month. That was the plan, but I didn't quite make it. So I'm going to put it off for another month and see how I do, but I'm anxious to get my extra. I'm tired of being limited on the bands, you know? You have to be careful where you're scrolling, and I'm just tired of that.
Well, you know, when you get your extra class, you're going to be more responsible for the rest of us. Roger?
Oh, I'm not going to be responsible for any of you guys. That's all there is to it.
What? Anyway, KENSEV over here in East Dallas. Yeah, we got about 4 or 5, oh, 5 or 6 inches of snow throughout the day. And I think, I don't think it's going to stop. I don't know. Supposedly tomorrow there's going to be more. KENSEV.
Yeah, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo here in Owosso. We did not get any extra accumulation today at all. I don't know about tonight or nothing, no.
I've seen stuff a little while ago, and I'm just, I'm hunkered down. I'm not going anywhere. I don't need to go anywhere.
Well, you guys doubled for about 2 or 3 or 4 seconds there, but anyway, up here in East Dallas, we're doing good, and you guys all sound crystal clear. You know, my two-meter antenna, my radios are, it's only high enough to hit the, and the ice dam is starting to crack something. So, SWRs are good, and we got everybody all around. KENSEV, monitoring.
Bob, are you still out there?
I am. I'm just sitting here listening. I was actually up in East Tawas just yesterday. I have a cabin in West Branch, so on my way home I took 55 to 23.
Oh, that sounds nice, cabin in West Branch. We were looking at a house up there several years ago, and we just didn't quite pull the trigger, but it's a nice area up there.
Yeah, I'm close to the airport, so wish that wasn't the case, but it's nice.
So you say you just got your license, or did you just take your test when in January? Or, no, you didn't do it in February, right?
The test was in December.
Oh, okay. So you're just not getting on the radio, huh?
Yep, I'm over at my friend's house. He has quite the little setup here.
It's a lot of fun. Once you get your feet wet, get past the anxiety of getting on the air, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been having fun with it. The only thing I have found somewhat challenging is logging everybody.
Yeah, that's a little hard, but after a while you just recognize everybody's call signs and you know who's out there. So this is an ACLC.
Bob, are you still out there? I didn't quite catch your call sign.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. I'm up here in Owosso, Michigan. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. I caught it that time.
You're very welcome.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Quebec Sierra. Steve.
Good evening, Steve.
Hello from KF8CWB.
Yeah, just checking in to say hi to everybody. Whiskey 8, Romeo, Quebec, Sierra, located 6 miles north of East Lansing, Michigan.
And ACLC, you're coming in loud and clear from East Lansing.
Yeah, roger, roger. Thank you. Running 5 watts out of Yaesu 2900.
I'm running 5 watts off my HT, so how do I sound? Pretty good?
Yeah, this is a great system here. You're full scale and full quieting. Excellent audio.
Did we lose the rest of our sellers out there?
I'm still here. I'm running 50 watts with that ICOM 5100. 5 in Owosso, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo.
KEVCV, Burford over here in East Owosso. Yep.
KF8AYL, Ken, mobile on I-75 at the moment is south of West Branch. Just trying to pick my way down this crappy road.
Is it raining out there on I-75, Ken? SCV.
That's affirmative. It's freezing rain.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we got the same thing over here in East Owosso, but yeah, anyway, slow down. Watch out. Black ice.
Yeah, I'm up to 9 vehicles I've seen in the ditch, the bridge, anyway. I've been counting.
Oh, geez, don't make for number 10.
I'm trying not to. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, y'all drive careful out there. I don't drive, but the guys drive careful when you're out there. You don't like what you lost the Bravo.
This is an ATLC. I'm going to let you guys carry on. I'm going to step aside for a few minutes. If you're still chattering, maybe I'll pop back in.
W8RQS. Yeah, nothing heard. W8RQS, I'll be clear.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. Bob in Owasso.
Yeah, hi Bob. Yeah, I think we've talked before. Possibly even on Simplex.
Roger. I've got a new Icom 5100. How do I sound now at this radio? Over.
Oh, you sound excellent. Is that the Yaesu 5100?
Negative, the Icom 5100, that little 50-watt radio, which has that touch screen, and it's a lot bigger than that little QYT radio I was using. I like it a whole lot better. Over.
Oh, yeah. I should have guessed it was the Icom, but there's also a Yaesu 5100 that's a dual-band radio. Actually, I have one of them, so I guessed wrong.
Roger. I guess this is dual band. It has two screens, and it's a full duplex. I do the satellites, and first time I ever got five QSOs with the ISS satellite flying over today at the different times. I've never done that. I've only been a ham a little over the year, but I like this radio. It benefits me very well. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, which satellite did you make the contact on?
Space station. And I do that, and XO50 is the only ones I've made contact with so far.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I received the slow scan TV images from the space station whenever they transmit them, so I always look forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I'm still learning about the slow scan part of it, but it does sound a lot of fun, and people are just trying to hold a microphone up to it when I hear it. I also have a SDR dongle stick to an antenna up on the roof, too, and hooked to a laptop with SDR Plus software on there, and that helps out, too, with the satellites. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. So you were just using the repeater on the space station?
Roger that. I've not talked to an astronaut yet. I've heard him on there, but I have not talked to him. I haven't got a QSO with him yet. I still try. The furthest I got was Texas, and then I got, Alabama this morning. But I get pretty far at times on there, bouncing the signal off. It's pretty cool. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. Well, I've never talked to an astronaut either, but I did get a voice recording of one of the lady astronauts up there talking to some school kids. So that's about as close as I got. At least it's a voice transmission from the astronauts.
Roger that. I have heard him on there. I've called out for him, and I heard him say Kilo Echo 8, but then I didn't have the Doppler shifts set in the radio. I was just at the 800, and we couldn't get the contact. But I've been trying to contact him for a year, and I try to make every day I try to make a touch base with the ISS. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Bob. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and break with you. Nice little contact here, and I like getting on this network here. Using the repeater here in North Lansing.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm hitting the Lansing repeater here from Owosso, and that I like that. I hit Lansing repeaters, Saginaw, and Flint repeaters for more of my location here in town. I'm back to you. And it's good talking to you. Thank you for the conversation.
Yeah, very cool. Well, we're on the same repeater then. Yeah, I can hit the ones in Flint. I can hit the one in, it used to be called Quantico C, but now they got another Guilford. They call it Guilford, which is the mailing address where the repeater is. So I can hit that one up there at Bay City.
Roger that. This is coming in pretty clear from Lansing. I'm actually happy with my location here, being a ham. Even with HF, with 100 watts, I can get Australia, Japan, I got Dubai, Argentina. It's just a good location. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm happy with my location, too. I hear a lot of guys in Lansing say they have an S8 noise level or S7 noise level and all kinds of, some of them have all kinds of problems, but being out here, I'm about 10 miles, I think, about 10 miles north of Lansing and about 6 miles north of East Lansing, so I'm out here in like a farm country, and it's pretty quiet out here.
I'm in town. There's a utility, like a transformer station diagonal from here, and there's utility lines going through here. There's a factory. But my antennas aren't very high. There's a steel factory there. I don't get ground loss. I get a little extra boost. I guess there's like some physics going in play here with my signal. It just gives me a little bit of better perception or reception and boost how it's set up over. If I go any higher, I would be
listening.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Well, I was just gonna clear here, but I hear KF8CWB. This is W8RQS. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm coming out of Poly tonight.
Yeah, very good. This is Whiskey 8, Romeo, Quebec, Sierra, north of East Lansing. Name here is Steve, Sugar Tango, Echo Victor, Echo.
Yeah, my name's Aubrey. I just was licensed in December, and these are some of my first two contacts.
And I'm Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. What's your call sign again, Aubrey, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, my call sign is KF8CWB. Do you mind repeating yours as well?
Roger that. Yeah, I remember talking to you on the flip repeater just a bit ago here. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, one thing about 2 meters, Aubrey, it's really hopping here in Michigan. It's very active. I'm very impressed with it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm using my friend's setup tonight. He's programming my radio.
Roger that. Yeah, I just learned how to do all that myself. I got a little baggie with all these cords in for the different radios. But this Icon 5100, I just use a little pencil with an eraser. I watch this YouTube video, and I get this thing 2 inches from my face. And by God, I've been programming it manually, and it seems to do really well for me.
Yeah, Yeah, the programming side of this is definitely somewhere I still need to learn. But I'm just getting into the hobby.
Roger that. I got my license November 23, my tech and general, like a week apart. Was studying for the extra, but I don't know if I need it, but I do a lot with HF and the 2-meter radio here. I've been saving for like 6 months to get this little radio for 2 meters. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm hoping sometime later this year I'll end up with my general.
You will. Yeah, the brain knows what to do. I'm visually impaired. Actually, I'm legally blind. I couldn't pass it. I flunked it twice inside the radio club. I had to do it online where they can blow everything up for me where I could see it better. And the VEs took their time. We'll be here all night if that's what it takes you to do this. And because I knew the information, but I just couldn't get it through my head to the thing. You'll do it. I did hamstudy.org. They have a study thing that's free. It doesn't cost anything. And you can repetition so you learn. Your brain will catch on. I guarantee you will pass that generals if you do that study, ham.org. They have a study mode in there. It'll just keep bringing the same questions back and forth, and you will pass if you use it. I guarantee it. Back to you.
Yeah, that's the one I used for my technician, but then I also took the class Lapeer put on back in December, starting in October, actually.
Roger. I paid for that, like, TAM prep course for technician and generals, but I did it better on that ham study one myself, but I did do the courses with that ham prep study place. You'll have a blast. There are so many people on here.
Yeah, I've been wanting to try to make it out to one of the Lapeer club meetings, but I haven't made it out there yet.
That's a good idea, too, because I go to a club meeting, some elder hams. It's been like hams for 50 years, Elmers, I guess they call them. The guys that got me interested in this actually hooked me up with antennas and stuff and set them up for me. I have health issues, so they set things all up for me. There's really a lot of, you'll meet so many nice people out there.
Yeah, it's definitely outside my comfort zone. I'm usually the one in the corner, silent.
Roger that. In real life, I'm actually sort of shy, the guy in the corner myself, but on the radio, I've never been, like, shy. I was a radio guy in the service, and I like talking on the radio. And yeah, you learn so much from people on the about radios and stuff and antennas and on here. You'll learn a lot.
Yep, definitely plan on using it. Not gonna waste having taken the class and everything.
Roger that. 147.100 that one gets really active too. It's an AR-A link. And it gets, I guess, different parts of Michigan and the country on there. It's a pretty active link.
I'll have to try that one out.
My radio, 12 repeaters, like from Flint, Lansing, and Saginaw. And I scan them, and you know, I hear somebody on top, and, you know, pop in there and say howdy here and there. And I like chasing the satellites. I do the ISS, you know, the space station, and one called SO50. And haven't got any other ones yet, but I plan on trying to get more.
Yeah, that's one of the things that intrigued me with it is the parks on the air. I've been wanting to do that maybe this summer a little more.
Roger that. I got me a little Zygoo and portable, you know, 20-watt radio to do that, but I don't drive, so I never got to do it. But I guess our radio friends are going to take me out this summer. But I've been hunting. I got, I think, maybe 600 hunts I found. You know, I scan the bands and find them doing their activations. I actually enjoy doing that quite a bit. So when you get out there, I'll find you and hunt you down and, you know, get the QSO with you. I like doing that. Back to you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've got all summers off. I'm a bus driver, so I plan on hitting some of these parks and seeing what's out there.
That. Well, good deal for being a bus driver. That's a good thing. I always tell people I'll drive, but I'm legally blind. I can't drive nothing. I use a walker to walk, so but I do very good the way I am, though. I sure can't complain. So is your son a ham, too?
Pardon, can you repeat?
If he's your son's I ham too. I try to get my kids to be, you know, get involved with radio, but they don't want nothing to do with it.
Well, I don't actually have any kids, but I do have a friend who he's sitting beside me now. He's programming my radio.
Roger that. Yep, you're gonna enjoy it. You will definitely enjoy being a ham.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and 73 and catch you on the flip.
Roger that. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Alaska Bravo, 73. Y'all have a good evening.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees.
KFA, AYL, and ACLC. AYL and ACLC, just looking to see you got home okay. 73.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees.
Can you hear me?
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Anyone feel like talking tonight?
Good evening. 23 hours. 26 degrees.